Dear Cheap Astronomy, what is the smell of space? It's now widely acknowledged that after astronauts have closed the airlock and pulled their helmets off, they experience a faint whiff of something. Whether it is the faint whiff of what space really smells like, or just the smell of more earthly materials being rapidly reintroduced to an oxygenated atmosphere, is yet to be decided. But being cheap astronomy, you can probably guess where we sit on this particular debate spectrum. Let's start by suggesting that if determining the smell of space had the faintest economic or scientific significance, we would have already positioned some chemical sensors around the astronauts' heads just as they were removing their helmets, and thereby capture some objective data on this phenomenon. The fact that no one's ever bothered doing this does suggest that NASA and other global space agencies don't see a lot of value in confirming that space is an almost vacuum, so whatever astronauts are smelling is mostly inside a repressurized airlock. If we did want to investigate the human experience of smelling an almost vacuum, we'd have to expose human subjects to an almost vacuum and ask them to take a slow and considered sniff. Unfortunately, those subjects may be too distracted by their sudden inability to breathe to be able to report any useful data. And alas, modern-day research ethics committees tend to frown on these sorts of experiments. We also have to acknowledge the possibility of confirmation bias. If Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin reported smelling something, then every astronaut after them is likely to report that, well, heck yeah, we smelt something too, since the world's two most iconic astronauts had. This is not to say that Neil and Buzz, or any other astronauts, were wrong about there being a smell. It's just that the apparently common smell reported by everyone might not be as common as it seems. Neil and Buzz, in closing the Eagle's airlock, not only brought the almost vacuum lunar atmosphere inside, but also some lunar regolith, which apparently smells a bit like gunpowder. Subsequent Apollo mission explorers would have brought in a whole lot more lunar regolith after days of touring around in the lunar rover. Also, Apollo astronauts would have returned to a low-pressure 100% oxygen atmosphere in the lunar module, while astronauts on the International Space Station returned to one atmosphere of air pressure, of which just 21% is oxygen. So it seems unlikely that all astronauts returning from an extravehicular activity really experienced the same smell. In any case, when anything that's been sitting in a cold, empty vacuum is suddenly exposed to a warm, pressurized atmosphere containing oxygen, some degree of ionization and oxygenation will take place on its surfaces. And those chemical processes are likely to elicit odors that are reminiscent of something burnt or of something metallic. So it does seem less likely that astronauts are really smelling space, and much more likely they are smelling chemical reactions taking place on the surfaces of their suits or from something in the airlock itself as various materials are rapidly shifted from an almost vacuum to a breathable atmosphere. Again, all this could be easily confirmed through scientific investigation. The first question to answer is whether our sense of smell is really acute enough to detect the few scant atoms and molecules that are present in the almost vacuum of space, and whether we could then genuinely distinguish those few scant components from within the dense breathable atmosphere that refills an airlock. We could easily undertake a chemical analysis of a sample of recently refilled airlock's air, looking for signs of any new components or new chemistry, which may or may not be in the range of human aromatic sensitivity. Or why not just do an experiment on us earthbound mortals, using methods any research ethics committee would probably be okay with? So you just ask people to sniff inside an earthbound airlock after it's been evacuated and then refilled, and maybe you could even put an unflown spacesuit in there after it's been sitting out in the sun for a while. If those people on Earth report a faint whiff of burnt steak or of something metallic, then it's pretty clear that it's not outer space they're whiffing.